land port. Everything that goes to South America comes through Laredo. A lot of people don't know this, but almost everything that goes to Mexico comes through here. Mm-hmm. So it's considered the biggest land port in this country.
It's bigger than Brownsville.
Yeah. As far as you know, it's exporting and importing whatever. Mm-hmm. More imports and exports go out of this through land here than any other place. Mm-hmm. In any place in Canada, or Brownsville, or El Paso, or California. Mm-hmm. So Laredo is the biggest land port in this country.
What about oil? Is there much oil in this county?
Yeah, and the oil activity has really gotten big now.
Where?
Well, actually, I would say west of here, and now it's gotten big south of here. South of here, I would say, it's just about 5-6 miles from here. And west of here, it's about 30 miles. But the oil activity has really come in big into Webb County. They've drilled like never before.
How do people manage a ranch here? What's the average size of the ranch, and how many people does it take to run it?
That's a hard question. I don't know what the average size of a ranch would be. I would say maybe 4,000 or 5,000 acres would be the average size. And at different times, when you round up your cattle, then it takes more people. Mm-hmm. And it depends on what work you're doing. If you're rounding up your cattle and getting ready to sell some of your cattle, mm-hmm. and then it takes maybe 5 or 6 people or 10 people. Mm-hmm. And when there is, and then it depends on the drought. You know, then you have to feed your animals. If the drought comes along and it doesn't rain or anything. Mm-hmm. So it really depends. Usually, one man can handle one cowboy can handle it. Now, if you're not feeding or doing any improvements or, you know, mending fences or anything, one man can handle 15,000, 20,000 acres. But then, when it comes to a roundup, mm-hmm. then you need about 10 men, and those 10 men will stay on for about a month. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're, improving your country, well, then you hire, you know, different types of people for different types of work. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that build fences don't know how to ride horseback.
Does the cowboy ride horseback, or is he in a truck, or?
A horseback. Now,
does he just ride around, or?
Well,
he
said, okay.
From Western movies, you know, I'm not.
Well, okay, it's quite different. It's not like the movies. It's quite different than the movies, really. I mean, it was as exciting as the movies make it out to be. It's nice because it's out in the country and everything, but. Cowboy's a jack of all trades. He's got to be a mechanic because you got windmills. You have to fix the windmills.
Mm-hmm. For irrigation?
No, for the cow drinking water. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of ranches have tractors, so he's usually a tractor operator, and then you have to tame horses. So he tames horses, and then there is an art to it, but I'll tell you something, that with this welfare and everything, mm-hmm. It's hard to find ranchers. And these cowboys that really knew a lot, they're dying off, and there's nobody else replacing them. Now, we've come in, we've had to change with times, like anything else, we have to change. Mm-hmm. We're making more improvements, and by improvements, what we're doing is knocking down the brush with tractors and spraying it with airplanes, trying to get rid of the brush to get the grass to come up. And I don't know if you notice it, when you get, which you would, I guess, if you get real thick brush, you won't get any grass. You got to get that brush away. Once you get the brush away, then the grass comes up. Mm-hmm. And so we've changed with times. I mean, we've done roundups with helicopters.